Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live Session, where we get to have in-person conversations with artists whose recordings we've shared with you over the air and one-of-a-kind in-studio performances. Today's session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club in downtown Talent, Oregon, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. Find their music lineup at talentclublive.com. My guests today are a collection of Southern Oregon-based musicians you've heard play before as part of Alice DiMaselli's Force of Nature Band, Indubious, Homunculi, Free Creatures, and today, these folks are joining us as the Jared Masters Band. Jared Masters is a singer-songwriter and producer based in Southern Oregon, part of the reggae rock group The Illies, formerly part of the duo Verbs and Nouns with Emily Turner. He's written with and produced tracks for countless artists, including myself. Jared is here today in celebration of a brand new full-length album on the precipice of release called Show Me the Answer, out on Outer Maker Records, coming up this spring. Welcome to the studio, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Jared, you want to do the rounds here and introduce this all-star cast you got here with you today?
Yeah, I've got Emily Turner on bass.
Hi.
We've been playing music together for over 10 years and writing together and all the good stuff. Got Keith Rabbit Townsend over here on lead guitar and backup vocals. And we've been playing music since 2009, so about 17 years. I've got Noah back here on keys. He's the newest member to my musical family. And I love him and his cat very dearly. And then we got Nick Kirby back here on drums, who's been a major support for both this band and the Illies. So he plays drums in this band and bass in the Illies. So
I feel like this session is a testament to just the richness and the amount of talent we have in our Rogue Valley. So this is really cool to see you all playing together in this configuration today. So you've got an album on the way, and I'm wondering, do you have different players on the album? Who's featured on the album that listeners have been hearing?
Yeah, so the album is a lot of Philly bass players and Doylestown bass players. We've got George Hazelrig on keys, piano, organ, all that stuff. Then we've got Joff, his brother, on bass, and he's also engineering. And then we've got Tom Spiker on lead guitar. John O'Reilly Jr. on drums. And then we have Addie Hazelrig and a few other amazing singers doing backups. And then, all the production was done by George and Joff Hazelrig and Doug Fern of DW Fern.
Maybe obvious considering the introduction you gave, but recording an album out east with a certain group of players and then coming back home here, what was it like putting the album together with this group of people to play live? How'd you go about that?
Yeah, so the story, just to give a little background, I got signed to Astra Collective in 2022. A good friend of mine, Mike Miller, heard Country Affair, and he was like, hey, I want to bring you onto this label. And so we started kind of talking about where the song would go, and a few years went past, and unfortunately, Mike passed away, and he had some health issues that we weren't aware of when we first started recording and getting all this stuff together. And none of this would have happened without Mike. And so I just want to say thank you to him and his crew. But they introduced me to George and Joff. So George and Joff were actually going to be recording the album and he was going to be producing it. So there was a handoff. Basically, we had planned to work with them. So after he passed, George reached out and Candace, Mike's fiance, she kind of aligned us to start working on a single. So initially this was just going to be Country Affair as a single. And so they flew me out to Doylestown or to Newark and then went over to Doylestown and we started working on Country Affair and actually Show Me the Answer. So those two songs. And after we got down the road with them, I flew back home and we're listening to him and really excited about what's happening. And George is like, hey, I think we're going to do a full record. He's like, I think we should do 10 songs. So that kind of turned into 4 or 5 trips last year back and forth between Oregon and the East Coast. And it was an amazing experience. Learned a ton from those guys.
Wow. Listeners who are familiar with any of your other works or performances, I feel like listening to this album, they might be surprised to hear this sort of new direction. Can you talk about making that decision to go that way?
Well, I mean, I've been writing songs for over 20 years, and this is a collection of songs from the last 10. And so, I mean, Country Affair I wrote about 4 years ago. Burning Sun I started working on about 9 years ago, you know. Jungle Cat was actually 2015. So it's been more so that I kind of just was writing songs and they were just, nobody was hearing them, you know. So this was an opportunity where these guys were like, hey, we really want to, you know, produce these songs and get them out there. They're great. And so it turned into this whole catalog that I have. I was just kind of going through it. And so it's just kind of been the, my solo songwriting stuff that just nobody's heard. And so I'm really excited to, have, you know, some of my best friends and people I've been playing with for decades, you know, be a part of the band and be able to, bring it to our area and beyond.
Beautiful. Well, what song would you like to start with?
Let's start with Country Affair.
Jared Masters live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio.
Where have you gone, my only one? What we had was like summer, honey. I'm damn like Judas, babe, I think it suits us. Hang, don't shoot us. I'm damn like Judas, babe, I think it suits us well. Kissing through the veil, be my nightingale. Meet me outside every night, country air. Letters in the mail, be my county jail. I'm a lost cause floating through the country air. Country affair. Country affair. Broken, broken bed inside. Time they say, but time won't pay. Worry can sleep, I drink, I eat. I'm going nowhere, feeling nothing. Don't know I have the strength to change. Lord, I built my pyre, I'm always tired. Dancing beyond the death of love for you one last time. Damn like Judas, babe, I think it suits us. Hang, don't shoot us. Damn like Judas, babe, I think it suits us well. Kissing through the veil, be my nightingale. Meet me outside every night, country air. Letters in the mail, be my county jail. I'm a lost cause floating through the country air. Like summer, honey.
That's Jared Masters and his Southern Oregon band here with Country Affair off the upcoming record, Show Me the Answer, coming out this March on Outer Marker Records. You can find out more at outermarkerrecords.com. You can find out more about Jared at jaredalexandermasters.com as well. You mentioned a little bit about the beginning of this, that single was the first song and the impetus for the rest. Can you tell us a little bit more about the process? I remember in passing you saying there was kind of a unique technique that you guys were using, some analog processes that made it kind of a special engineering experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so George and Joff and Doug, they own a company called DW Fern Hazelrig Industries, and they build tube compressors and preamp EQs.
Oh, we're going to get nerdy here.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go.
Yeah, so these guys, Doug Fern has been building gear for decades, and you'll find his VT5 and VT7, like a mastering EQ and a mastering compressor, in all major studios across the world. And he's been an engineer since the 60s and has recorded just about everybody you can think of. And then George and Joff came in about a decade ago and started building the DW Fern stuff for Doug. And then they started their own things as well. So they started building a preamp EQ called the VLC. Basically, it's just it's just a really clean gain for microphones and stuff like that. And they just, it sounds amazing. So yeah, we used all of their gear to record this record. So just a lot of analog gear. We used no plugins, so nothing inside of the computer to change anything on the record. So everything's analog and pure. And then we mixed the whole record on a Neve 5088, you know, big mixing board. And then we mastered it to tape. So it's a very analog process. And it takes a lot longer, but it's just so rich. And you don't lose anything in that process. Like, everything is so important, every word, every note. And so during that recording process, it was like, there was no, you know, start, stop, record. It was like, okay, let's get this in one take.
Yeah.
Or let's, you know, let's do our best here. And just being with the gear, and basically as we record it, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the beauty of that recording process, is like, you know, we go there, we record, and it's like, okay, well, it's already mixed, mm-hmm. like as we record it. So the mixing that was done on the Neve was a lot of just leveling and stuff like that. And we used some analog effects as well. So yeah, it was a long, tedious analog process.
And as far as being based in Southern Oregon and then working out there, what was the workflow like? You're at coffee shops here and sending them files, and then taking, how many plane rides did you take to the East Coast to get this album done?
I think it was four or five. I can't mm-hmm. remember. Mm-hmm. I think it was four or five. Yeah. I mean, basically, the process started, you know, after those first two songs, and they were like, let's do 10. They were like, okay, we want you to send us your demos, because I'm a producer as well. So I'd send them over the production demos. And then they'd be like, great, can you send us videos of you playing the songs? Because we want to hear them, just you and acoustic. And so then from there, they'd pick and choose. And then they'd be like, okay, cool, fly over and we'll start recording.
Yeah.
And then we'd start, you know, acoustic and guitar and then start filling in the rest. So there's like three separate studios over there. One for drums, one for piano and guitar at Doug's, and then one at the Hazel Ricks.
And as a writer and producer for yourself and so many others, what was it like for you to sort of be on the other side of that, to having people help to write your material and produce you? What was it like
Great question.
Be on the reverse?
You know, yeah, it was really nice, because normally I am the one producing and engineering and all those things. And so I got to, this last year, I really got to be an artist fully, you know, which I haven't got to do ever. I've always been juggling so many things. So really this last year was about, you know, becoming the artist I've always been, and kind of realizing this record. And yeah, the way that it's formatted, each song kind of goes together. It's a bit of a hero's journey in a way.
The album, I mean, in the title, Show Me the Answer, it feels searching and open-ended. What are some of these questions that you're asking with these songs?
You'll have to find out.
Okay. Yeah. Got you. We saw Robert Plant tune in the track list there.
Yeah.
Big Log. You've got a Robert Plant tune in there. What was the reason for that choice?
So George actually picked that one out, and he called me one day and he's like, hey, do you remember that Robert Plant song from the 80s called Big Log? And I actually didn't. And I put it on and I watched the music video to it. And I love Led Zeppelin and I love Robert Plant. And it was just like, oh man, yeah, this would fit so well into the theme of the whole record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the last song on the album, and it's kind of about the open road and the changes of life and all these kind of questions we're asking throughout the album. It's got some really fun stuff in it. So yeah, it was a bit of a George push there. And then he sent me the instrumental for it, and it was like, just unbelievable. So it was really fun to put one cover in there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to share with us next?
The song's called Tainted Love.
Times I found out.
That is Jared Masters here live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio at Jefferson Public Radio. The new record, Show Me the Answer, is on the way. We've got our hands on it before the release, so world premiere, if you will. Really beautiful stuff. Tell us a little bit about the rollout here. Mid-March, you were thinking, and it's not on CD, but you'll have vinyl copies and a special rollout. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the cut from the tape machine, so it's an ATR 102. It was cut on that. It's a half-inch tape. I think it was done at 15 IPS, so it's the speed of the tape. So it's just a really nice hi-fi tape machine that we did the master on. And so, and the mastering is just kind of bringing all of the levels up. So it, the recordings that we had were a little darker, and then once you get it on tape, it really just like makes the mids and the highs shine with what we did with it. But yeah, so we got all those masters done, and then it's just a matter of getting art and everything, you know, for the vinyl done. So I think the pre-order, those vinyls will be shipping mid-March.
Cool.
Yeah.
And everyone who buys or pre-orders a vinyl is getting a digital download.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool
to know. I think that that's a great way to do it, you know, because we're, we've got two singles out right now. So we've got Country Fair out and Black and Blue, and that's on all streaming platforms. So you can find those two songs now. But yeah, if you pre-order the vinyl, then you get all 10 songs emailed to you directly.
And you can do that at outermarkerrecords.com. And you can find out more at Jared Alexander Masters on Instagram and socials. Have you all played live together yet? Have you played any live shows as a band?
No, it's our first one.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so
what's
we're going to be...
The
plan is to play as much as these guys have time for and as much as I can book that makes sense for us because they're all super busy musicians. I mean,
of course,
as you know,
right.
So for me, it's just finding the right venues. Yeah. Yeah. It's finding the right venues, you know, for, this performance.
Does the label participate in helping organize that tour at all? Do they have a lend a hand at all?
So we'll be doing a European tour. Well, they're looking at the European tour. So they're handling that since they already have that route. But as far as local shows, that's kind of up to me. And so for Southern Oregon, since I've got my all-stars here from our area, you know, we're going to play out and, probably the spring and summer.
Right on.
And, you know, promote the record, and we'll probably be going other places as well. I got a potential in San Francisco. We really want to play Country Fair.
All right. All you listeners out there that have venues in Northern California and Southern Oregon, this band is for hire. On your grassy lawn near you. There's been a joke that's been made in here by a number of different artists that you have your life to write your first album and then 6 months to write your second one.
Yeah,
so what's writing like for you these days? Are you on to the next?
Yeah. So yeah, we're planning another record. And, but you know, I write a song a day. That's kind of I wake up early and I write a song. It's good. It's bad. Write a song.
Yeah, right on. And you're still performing with the Illies, which is if you're not familiar, listeners, a Southern Oregon based roots rock reggae band.
Yep.
And you're also performing as a DJ performer or a DJ producer. Is it Ombe? Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about that name and what has it been like and how are you planning to juggle all that? How do you balance it?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is my main project, you know, and so I think we've talked about that before when I was on a few years ago, because at the time I was kind of juggling those things a lot more. Like it was like 25% this, 25% that. And so over the last few years, it's been like this project has become my 90% of my time. And so, and with the Illies, like, I mean, we'd play out a couple times a year, you know, and we'd have really good turnouts, you know? So we have like it's like a reunion every time the Illies play, like everybody comes out and we have a great time. And, you know, we actually have another album that's on the way from the Illies too. We got a bunch of really great stuff.
Cool.
And that's with, you know, Maddie on drums and Nick on some bass
and posted.
Lex on keys and all that stuff. But yeah, so, but with this, project, it consumed an entire year of my life. And, it deserves a lot of love and attention and my time, you know. So it's my baby. I got to treat it right and make sure it grows up and goes off to college and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you feel like those other projects, you know, your role in the Illies and your role as a DJ, and the things, the musics that you produce for those projects respectfully, do they infiltrate this Jared Masters solo work?
I don't know. I mean, they're all pretty separate, you know? And like, it's so refreshing though, to have different projects. Like, cause you know, nowadays it's, we're all inspired by so many different things, you know, we all listen to so much different music. So like, you know, the DJing thing for me, like I produce, you know, house music and stuff like that with, Thomas Jack, who's my co-producer. And, you know, there's a lot of crossover there, I guess, just with songwriting where it's like, hey, we're looking for a good top line for this or whatever, but it's just dance music, you know? And so with this, it's like, this is the opposite of dance music. This is like really soul searching and looking for deeper meaning in a quiet way for me, you know, and it kind of goes to the roots of like why I started songwriting in the first place. Cause I'm looking for answers in myself and I find them, you know. Writing songs is therapy for me, and it always has been. And I think it's therapy for the listener too, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that my words, as personal as they are for me, resonate with people, and I want them to find their own meanings in the songs, you know? So,
yeah. Jared Masters is my guest in this JPR live session, along with a band made up of Keith Townsend on guitar, Emily Turner on the bass, Noah Churchill on the keys, Nick Kirby on the drums. Well, we have time for one more tune. What would you like to wrap up with?
We're going to play a song called Burning Sun. Our love is like a burning sun a million miles away. Better count the days it takes to ride on to LA. I keep riding down to New Orleans. Met this woman in a life before, she the prophet and I the whore. I promised her things before I die, see them through and I'll make it right. Her love is like a burning sun a million miles away. Better count the days it takes to ride on to LA. I keep riding down to New Orleans. Wrote this address on the back of my hand from a gypsy woman in a traveling band. Find the door that's painted red, right inside is your lover undead. Her love is like a burning sun a million miles away. Better count the days it takes a ride on to LA. I keep riding down to New Orleans. Her love is like a burning sun a million miles away. Better count the days it takes a ride on to LA. I keep riding down to New Orleans. It's like a burning sun a million miles away. You better count the days it takes a ride on to LA. I keep riding down to New Orleans.
That is Burning Sun, Jared Alexander Masters, here live at Jefferson Public Radio. Thanks so much, you guys, for all coming in, bringing the super group. I know I mentioned it before. Emily Turner on bass, Noah Churchill back there on the keys, Nick Kirby on drums, Keith Rabbit Townsend on guitar over there, and then Jared Masters, front and center on the guitar. Sounds great, man. Thanks for sharing the new album with us.
Thank you.
The album Show Me the Answer is out sometime in March. You can pre-order the vinyl, which comes along with a downloadable link for Jared Alexander Masters Show Me the Answer at outermarkerrecords.com. Find out more at Jared Alexander Masters on socials. Of course, we're spinning this album here on Open Air and on the Folk Show here on Jefferson Public Radio. JPR live sessions are made possible in part by support from the Talent Club, hosting live music in a casual atmosphere in downtown Talent. Check out their music calendar at talentclublive.com. This session has been engineered by John Griffin of Luna Zen Studios. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. Thanks so much for listening to us here on JPR and tuning into this JPR live session. Photos from this session will be available later on today, and this session will be archived on our website, on our music page, as well as anywhere you find your and listen to your podcasts. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Open Air will continue right after this.